Lockbarrow Valley Superintendent Scott Lemke talked with Q92 about the board meeting that was held Monday evening.
A couple kind of interesting things. Before the meeting, we held our student forum. That's something we do every year. And that was held from 5:30 to 6:30. And what we do is we basically bring in student representatives from a number of the different activities and athletics. And we have a list of kind of pre-created questions where we sit down and just basically find out what's going well, what could be improved, and take feedback from the kids. We probably had about a dozen of our students from different activities and sports, and it was very informative, and I just have to say and want to give a shout-out to those kids. They were very articulate and respectful. Tactful about how they brought up things that they thought we can do better. And so that was definitely a good meeting for us. Yeah, yep, we had people from different sports. We had people from different activities. Basically, you know, anything that has student leadership involved, we had some student council. We had some representatives from there. We talk about anything from school lunch to the course offerings that we have available, maybe conflicts in schedule that we can do better on, things like that. During our honors and recognitions portion, we recognized a number of people. Three people were recognized for being part of our SOAR character program, and that was Charlene Roos, Diana Smith, and Andrea Young. SOAR stands for Setting Our Attitudes Right, and it's a student-led group that basically does acts of kindness throughout the school to their classmates and to teachers. And that's been kind of a fun and positive program this year. We also recognize Teresa Brown, who has a group of students called the Sparkle Club. It's about 46 members now. And this one didn't start as kind of a formal club, but it was a group of students that wanted to be inclusive of all the students in the school. One of the things they did recently that we recognized is they made sure that every locker gets a locker poster at some point in the year recognizing students for the things that they're involved in the school. And it was really fun. We had a student, a story was told about a student who does robotics and expressed, you know, hey, this is my senior year. I've never had the opportunity to have a poster on my locker, representing what I'm doing. And so it was a good opportunity to represent all of our students. So, yeah. And then we had Paul Lowry, our counselor, also gave a report on some of the things we're doing at the high school. Really exciting. We have a partnership with the Madison Economic Development Authority, as well as Minnesota West, to create a CDL licensure program. And we're doing that in collaboration with Dawson Boyd Schools as well. And basically, Minnesota West is giving us access to some of their trucks. We actually have a semi-simulator. I mean, this is like a $100,000 piece of equipment they're letting our students have access to and use. And here in the second semester, we're going to have students who are going to be able to get their training and then their behind the wheel to graduate with a CDL license. And then they will probably have elevators and companies who are standing there saying, we're ready to accept you for a job. So it's a pretty exciting thing. Yeah, we've kind of been slowly, I guess I would say, adapting our college and career readiness stuff to offer some career pathways. And another one that was spoken about yesterday was our nursing program, getting students involved in learning about what's available to them out there to go out and get training in nursing. So that was definitely a good one. One of the big pieces yesterday, though, was our truth in taxation. We're required to do that report every year. And what that requires is the state has us report on, one, what is our budget for the 24-25 school year. And then on top of that, we also have to go into some depth about the how we see the tax situation being applied to our public. And so the main takeaway, and I would encourage people, if you have any questions on the truth in taxation part of the meeting, it is on YouTube. You can go back and watch the meeting. Okay. There's some good information there. But the main takeaway was that the payable 2025 levy should have a minimal effect on taxes this year. There might have been a bigger jump last year because of the referendums that were passed and the things that we're doing with our exterior of our building. But this year it's going to be about a 1.19% increase in taxes. But the presentation itself went into a lot more about what are the other things that also affect your taxes, just more informational than anything else. But I would encourage people to look at that on YouTube if you want more information. Excuse me. I also wanted to give a shout out to a number of people who gave donations to the district. The Nibby Family Charitable Foundation gave a gift of $6,300 to the Little Eagles Daycare. Mm-hmm. Chatelaine Farms and Brad Mitchell gave $2,521 to cover gate admissions for community members to attend homecoming week activities. The Lac qui Parle Study Club gave $50 to the Madison Library, the Madison Elementary Library. The robotics team received $50 from them, as well as the Little Eagles Daycare got another $100 from them. Holloway Rod and Gun Club supported the Sparkle Club, which I just mentioned at the beginning, with $500 donation to do some of the projects they're working on. And then the Martinson Foundation gave the SOAR program, which I spoke about a minute ago here, $1,500 to continue that program. So great. We're very thankful to the different community members that are helping us keep those things going.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Yeah, that's always the. I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but you can donate to the different clubs at the school.
Absolutely. Yep. So. Yep. And how we use donations is just basically to enrich the programs that we already have going. Right. You know, a lot of times that allows us to add a few more bells and whistles. Yep. Things like your CDL program.
Okay. Anything else, Scott?
The only other one I would say is that we also at the meeting passed the flexible learning year calendar. That's something that our school and many schools here in our region do every year. It's what allows us to be able to start before Labor Day each year.
Oh yeah.
And so the board approved that plan yesterday. So the first day of school is slated to be August 25th of 2025.
Okay. We also talked about, I'm going to have, I ask this every month to you though, but how's the construction part going with the theater and stuff like that?
Yeah. So the theater part is kind of sitting in limbo. We just had the Seussical musical here at the high school. Yep. So now that that's wrapped up here, after the new year, work will begin in there on the electronics and the interior upgrades in that area. Everything that was going on outside is currently in a holding pattern, you know, until the thaw. So we'll it'll be a little dormant out there for a little bit. Phase one of the HVAC project is all wrapped up, and then that'll kick off for phase two to continue that on the other side of the building will happen here in the spring going into the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right, Scott Lampka, the superintendent of Lac qui Parle Valley with your Lac qui Parle Valley School Update.